You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Ho, 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 Star Wars. It's holiday time and Star Wars time here at the Nerd Overload, your pop and geek culture show, where we discuss all kinds of nerd junk this week. Mostly Star Wars, probably.
Probably mostly Star Wars, yeah.
That's what's coming up. You guys are going to see it after we record this.
We're forcing it down your throat.
I'm not going to see it till tomorrow, but, you know, we'll actually have reactions to it next week.
Next week. But that's next week, not this week, yeah. So let's get going. Hey, I'm Sam, by the way.
Oh, I'm Cody.
And I'm Josh.
There we go. Hey,
are a thing we usually do.
Wow, we're having a heck of a time getting this one going, but that's all right. Let's get into some stuff we've been checking out.
In the spirit of the season, I have caught up on all of the Star Wars comics that have come out so far.
So the Star Wars season, not the holiday season.
Well, is there any other? I mean, I celebrate, you know,
the Life Day season.
Yes. It's Life Day, yes.
It's kind of crazy. I read the annual.
Okay.
The Star Wars annual, and it was a completely separate story from everything else going on, centers around a rebel spy on Coruscant.
Okay.
But they brought in a character that was in the Leia miniseries.
Oh, right.
For like 2 seconds, and then killed her.
Oh.
But no, it was a really good story. It was really interesting. It was kind of a neat read, because he's this guy, and he's very much, I'm not a good person, like, at all. He's like, I'm not a hero. The rebellion doesn't need heroes. I just do what needs to be done.
Han Solo.
More so.
He's more Solo.
he's like Han Solo, but with Boba Fett's penchant to kill people.
Oh, okay. Well,
Hand Solo.
But I know that one. But that was really good. The Vader down event that's been going on right now is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's Vader gets shot down.
I would not have guessed. I thought he was dancing up a storm.
He fell down.
He was getting
up.
Force alert.
Had one of his robot legs just go on the fritz.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's. He can't control it.
Oh, man.
Weekend at Anakin's.
Oh, man. Like a passed out Darth Vader, like all of his robotics like shuts down and his two stormtroopers like walking him around. And as soon as he hears the cantina music, he gets up and starts dancing.
Weekend at Vader's too. His Force Awakens. Anyway.
Came up with that concept for a film. Like,
but he should get a medal.
It's a movie about two guys carrying a corpse around for 2 hours.
Easiest acting gig ever.
It's great, though.
Hey, Weekend just pretend you're dead for the whole movie.
Classic.
In case you know, it's Weekend at Bernie's.
No, we were talking about it. Yeah.
I know. I'm just clarifying.
If they don't know, they don't know, and that's bad for them.
Yeah. Anyway.
Who doesn't know Weekend at Bernie's?
You'd be surprised.
I guess... children.
Yeah.
Hi, kids.
Go to bed. I know it's 10 a.m., but go to bed.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Denny.
Oh, hi, Denny. All right.
But anyway, it's really interesting. Vader knows that Luke is his son, and he's basically trying to hunt him down. Luke is completely oblivious. And
as he is, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, until Jedi. And then when they're, like, Vader shows up, looking for him, he runs into like an entire like rebel squadron like on maneuvers, and he thoroughly trounces them all. It's really cool scene. One of my favorite parts especially the first Vader down comic was the like entire rebel army is surrounding him, and they're like, there's like you're surrounded, Vader, time to give up. And he's like, the only thing I'm surrounded by is fear and dead men.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. I actually posted the picture to Facebook. I was like, that's metal.
Right on.
Because it was awesome. And it's great because he's like just been running around just ruining everybody's day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chewbacca's been really good. I really like the art style in it. It's very interesting.
He's a good boy.
Good Chewie. Good Chewie. I mean, they're really good comic. I really recommend people either picking up the trade paperbacks for everything, because they're pretty much coming out.
Let's do the rest of the show in Chewbacca noises.
Oh, that would be great.
In Chewbacca language.
I did that a long time ago. And actually, the language is called Shuriwook.
Shuriwook, okay. I didn't know that.
Nerd.
File that
is
away.
Is that still what it's called? Because, yeah. I mean, is that, or is that EU? Was that erased with the Disney?
I don't think so.
It very well could have been.
I don't know.
I doubt they mentioned it in the movies.
No, but it was, I know for, it was called, it used to be called Shuriwook. Are you happy? Is that better? Okay. Used to be called Shuriwook.
Okay, yes.
We're all about accuracy.
Yes. If there's one thing that everyone knows us for is being accurate when we talk about facts. That's, yeah.
Anyway, but the art style is really interesting, and it's kind of almost like a buddy film with the Chewbacca, because it's, you got Chewie, and you got like this little kid.
Is it Lumpy?
No, it's Crunchy.
Lumpy is his son. Chewbacca's son, Lumpy.
Yeah.
Oh, from that stupid Wookiees TV show?
No. Holiday special.
Oh, okay.
It's got Chewie's wife and son and dad.
Or father-in-law, maybe.
Father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it's canon.
I've
it's
never...
Gotta it's got to be. At
I've
point,
never
sure.
actually seen the complete holiday special.
Oh, you
I
are missing out.
I've seen it all the way through.
You guys are
I've
missing
seen
out,
bits.
My friends.
I've only seen bits. Bits and pieces.
Just the bits?
Just the bits. Just
it's
the
so
bits.
So bad when I showed Samantha that JonTron where he goes through it bit by bit. I had to skip most of it. She's like, this is really boring. Like, that's
yeah,
how bad it
that's
is.
The
it's
point.
Like, even when somebody is making fun of it, it's still terrible.
Yeah.
And the fact that Carrie Fisher was really, really on something.
Oh, she was rocked out of her gourd.
Luke's makeup?
Bad.
It's so bad.
He looks like a mannequin.
Yeah. He's got like really weird like eyeshadow mascara on. Weird.
Yeah.
Everybody was on something.
That's how it got. That's the only way it got made.
Yeah. And extended usually... segments with Art Carney
yeah.
from the Honeymooners.
A Jefferson Starship music video in the middle of it for no reason.
That instructional video? Yeah. Ah, it does make sense.
An instructional video on how to put together a Star Trek computer.
Yeah.
A Star Trek computer.
Not Star Trek. Star Wars computer.
It might as well have been a Star Trek computer.
Yeah, because it has no bearing on the plot of the show or of anything.
No.
And then B. Arthur?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring juice into a volcano man's head.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I'll sing it about Life Day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The blasphemous Wookiee holiday. It's not Christmas.
Oh, God. Nice. Oh, now that's a huge segment of it, too. It's just the Wookiees talking to each other, but they're not subtitled. It's just them, like, growling at each other for, like, 10 minutes.
That's about 20 or 30 minutes of Revenge of the Sith.
Eh, true. But at least you had a Yoda there to kind of talk back to him. This is just, you know,
yeah, just
grunts.
Grunting at each other.
Oh, man. But yeah. And today I watched the original Star Wars movie.
Right on.
The non-special edition one.
Oh, I did that too, kind of.
Yeah.
We all kind of did,
yeah. Yep.
But that's all I've really done.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll just roll into mine. Like I said, I kind of watched A New Hope, sorta. A couple years ago, they put out a thing online. It's you can still see it on YouTube. It's called Star Wars Uncut, The Director's Cut. And what it is, it's this guy, Kerry Poger, I think is his name.
Yeah, we just saw it, and I don't remember what it was. That's probably right there.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. He put out a call in 2009 for anyone to film bits of A New Hope like 15 seconds at a time. So, and I guess he had to sift through like thousands of submissions.
Sift,
yes, he had to sift through it, yes. And piece together the entirety of A New Hope.
He underestimated their power.
Yeah, and every 15 seconds, it changes from one film style to another. Some of them are really professional looking, like animated or acted or anything like that. Other ones...
Literally children,
a lot of Lego people, a lot of stop motion, a lot of bad stop motion, a lot of figures on sticks being walked around.
Experimental like art.
Yeah. A lot of college dorm rooms and hallways of like quads. Yeah. It's impressive to sit and watch, and it's all free. It's all on YouTube. And I guess they just finished Empire Strikes Back. So I'm looking forward to watching that, especially to see how... It's weird. In this one, there weren't a whole lot of like YouTubers. In fact, of all of them, I think there were maybe two or three out of the entire 2-hour movie.
A lot of Legos.
A lot of Legos, yeah. But I'm interested to see how many more like celebrity
with yeah. YouTubers.
Well, yeah. Show up in this one. And hey, it took the guy like 3 years to piece together. It's crazy.
But it was cool.
Oh, it was very cool.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like looking at the really, really bad costumes because they're really funny.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are paper plates.
The paper plate stormtrooper armor.
Stuff made out of fan love and laziness. That
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. It's an equal amount of love and laziness.
Just a couple of Swedish dudes in Star Wars t-shirts.
Yeah. A lot of Swedes. A lot of Swedes in it for some reason. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it must be huge over there.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah. No, nothing wrong with that.
Sturgenwergen.
Sturgenwergen.
Surprising amount of sock puppets, especially in the trash compactor scene.
Yeah.
Sock puppets, paper bag puppets,
mm-hmm.
a really bad Muppet.
Oh, that was a terrible Muppet.
It's like if you can't get a hold of a copy of Star Wars and you want to watch it, it's almost as good.
It is.
Like,
though, prepare for some nightmare fuel of like the borderline fetish looking C-3POs in yellow plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of body stockings. A lot of body stockings. There's one scene where all the stormtroopers were like white
sheets with like eye holes.
Well, I don't think they were even sheets. I think they were like suit bags.
Oh, yeah.
Like dry cleaning bags with eye holes cut into them. Because they didn't have arms, they're just hopping around. But no, beyond that, the other thing I checked out, I've been going through and reading some of my old comics. Have I told you guys about the comic Next Wave? Came out from Marvel late 2000s.
You might have mentioned it before.
Yeah, I went back and read it. It's a 12-issue miniseries that came out in two 6-issue volumes. Written by Warren Ellis and with art by Stuart Eminem.
Art by the rapper.
The rapper Eminem, yes, yes. He is the slimmest of shadies. No, but it's really good. It fits very much in the same mold as the current Squirrel Girl and Howard the Duck.
Nice.
It's Marvel Universe, but it's not like
it's
actual Marvel Universe. It's like heightened comedy version. And the whole story is it's five D-list superheroes that were hired by a knockoff Shield called Hate, H-A-T-E, led by Dirk Enger. Yeah, this guy who the company has kept him immortal by replacing his blood with ground up gerbils for hundreds of years. And he's suicidal. He's in the process of a mental breakdown during the entire thing. There's one scene where they go in to give him information and he's sitting on a giant revolver, like with a barrel pole up and around pointing at him with five casings on the ground. Like he's playing giant, like human-sized Russian roulette with himself. It's crazy. But they're going around. They used to work for Hate. They defected, stole a spaceship, and they're trying to save the world from unusual weapons of mass destruction. Like they unearth Fin Fang Foom in the city, and he rampages around because they put purple pants on him. And there was one where it's like a corrupt cop gets infected with something called the seed, and it starts turning him into a robot samurai. Like he eats cars and grows into a giant, not Gundam, but Shogun Warrior.
Okay.
Basically. There's a whole bunch of other scenes. There's the mooks in it. They are like vegetable people with like robot helmets to give them like what they call like Fight Persona XP, like a fighting operating system. But they're like broccoli men.
I remember that from a Powerpuff Girls episode. Like they were attacked by vegetable people.
Yeah.
And the only way they could beat them was eating them.
Yeah. Well, no, this one, they just blow them all up. Yeah, you have Monica Rambeau, who's been Captain Marvel and Photon and about a million other different names. Elsa Bloodstone, who is a British monster hunter.
Yeah.
Boom Boom from the X-Men.
Yeah.
Machine Man.
Okay.
And a character created for the series just called The Captain. He just calls himself The Captain because he is too drunk to remember his actual name. It's pretty great. And I wish they would do more. Ellis has said that he wants to do more, but only when Eminem is free to draw it. And he just hasn't had time since. But I'm going to let you guys borrow it because it's really funny.
It sounds really funny.
A lot of things being kicked and then blown up. There is a devil dinosaur wearing an ascot.
Oh, devil dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. But he's a talking one.
Oh.
Talking version with a smoking jacket and ascot. A martini in one hand and a giant gun in the other one, ranting about how much he hates monkeys. There is...
That makes sense.
There's a baby MODOK.
Oh, God.
Baby MODOK.
Yeah. But anyway, it's really good. It's really funny. And I think it's on Comixology. You can pick it up for super cheap.
Go for it. Buy comics.
Buy comics. Buy all of them.
I watched a couple episodes of the Rocket Jump show that's on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. The Freddie Wong.
Yeah. And I watched two episodes. One was garbage and one was really good.
Oh, okay. So it balances out to eh.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a lot of his videos. A lot of them were really great. But there are also a lot of stinkers.
It's the whole show is like it's half a documentary of them trying to film a short, and then the other half is the short itself, which you'd think they'd have you watch the short first.
You would think.
And then show you how to make it.
Well,
but that's not
he kind that's how he kind of used to do it. He had his Freddie Wong 2 page where it was always the behind the scenes of the shorts, and then his Freddie Wong channel would be like the actual shorts themselves.
Yeah, but then at least you get a choice on which order you want to watch it.
True.
This is it. They're doing the behind the scenes before the, and the first short is like this Western Fast and the Furious combination. And they're talking about when they're brainstorming it, they want horses to drift around corners like cars, which is hilarious, but they find out like that you can't do it. They couldn't find a way to do it. Which right there, that's when they should have stopped and came up with something else.
Yeah.
But they kept going, and then they made what is essentially a stupid Western short where rap music plays at one point.
That's kind of a bummer.
And they're like talking up all these like special effects shots they're going to do, and then when they're in the short, it's like, oh, that was it. Like they set up all these GoPros for like a Matrix spin around, and it's like a 2-second thing when a guy hits his head. This isn't good. Like, conceptually, this is bad. You should have stopped when you couldn't drift the horses. That's what I want to see. You know, yeah. You've planted the seed of horses drifting around corners, and then you take it away.
They couldn't animate it.
I don't know. They just gave up real quick.
Man, I've seen them do some stuff, and it kind of surprised me they could not animate that.
But like, it wasn't funny. Mm. Like, I mean, it looked kind of neat sometimes, but not as neat as they made it sound in the beginning part, which kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
But the second episode was great because it was directed by Ashley Birch.
Oh, okay. That's great.
It was a short written and directed by Ashley.
Oh, cool.
So it was actually really good. And the beginning part didn't spoil it. It's like a sketch about fan fiction, and it's two girls writing Dracula and Sherlock crossover fan fiction.
Oh.
And then one girl keeps wanting him to just do it. And then the other girl wants him to fight. And they fight over that, and it is hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
It sounds like most fan fiction.
It sounds like Tumblr.
Yeah. It is Tumblr. I mean, it's basically what it is. Like, that's the joke. It's hilarious and fantastic, but I'm worried about any of the other episodes. Like, I'm afraid that one was only good because
it was Ashley
Birch. Did it.
Yeah.
And she talks about the anxiety that she... Apparently she suffers from anxiety really bad, which I don't know if I already knew that or just it's not that big of a surprise.
It's not much of
a surprise. She seems like a ball of nervous energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did read that somewhere. Like back when I was like getting into like their stuff.
Yeah, but she overcomes the anxiety to direct and act in this short that blows the previous short that two guys that have been directing things forever did out of the water. It's pretty cool. And it was just cool to see somebody that has real bad anxiety do something on TV, but on Hulu, because I got that too.
Yeah, I think we all kind of have that to some degree.
A wee bit.
Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit.
As it's been told to me before, I am the most outgoing introvert ever.
Oh, I've been told I'm the most introverted outrovert. Or extrovert.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. So...
That is the correct terminology.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, right, nailed it.
I can see that out of both of you, yeah.
I blame customer service.
Yeah, that was a lot of it. Yeah. I blame not being in customer service any longer. Anyway, you know what? There's one other thing that we all checked out, and, you know, let's just go ahead and talk about it now.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Mystery Science Theater constantly.
Forever.
For the past month.
I think last episode we told you it was going to be the last time.
Well, it's not. No.
We lied.
This is probably the last time until it comes out.
And I'll be honest, I don't think we were going to talk about it much. Recording last week, I wasn't planning on talking about it more than saying, hey, it's over and they got this much money and that was it. We sat and watched the telethon was it Friday?
Friday.
Yeah. Last Friday. Wow.
It was a technical nightmare.
It was a gosh darn train wreck.
but it was the best.
But the funnest, most entertaining train wreck.
It was amazing. Well, you know, they gave us exactly what we wanted, something that everyone could riff. It was a completely riffable telethon.
Yep.
It ran for like 5 hours, I think, and we watched it for, well...
Most of it.
Yeah, we watched
for most of it, except for when the feed would go completely down.
Mics would go out.
Oh, the mics. Yeah, they were having trouble with mics. At one point, it was just Patton Oswalt standing in front of the camera reading tweets, responses, which was great. It was probably the funniest part of the thing.
Or him and Joel just sitting there, not even realize the camera was on.
Oh, they were having a con. They knew the camera was on. They didn't know their mics were going.
Oh.
And they were just talking, just having a full conversation, and you couldn't hear any of it. It was amazing.
Or, how about that magician?
How about both those magicians?
Yeah, which one?
This lasted way too long.
Oh, man. I mean, I get it. Look, Joel used to be a magician. He is still kind of a magician, I guess. So he has his magician friends, but man.
I think I napped through most of that.
Oh, well, I mean, we were all kind of tweeting stuff out, and that was one of the things I tweeted. I said, is this guy's magic power the ability to make, time slow down?
And then didn't one of you tweet, when does the party clown show up?
That was me, yeah. When does the party clown show up? But it was so bad, yet so great.
Yeah, the second magician was better than the first one, I think.
Yeah, oh, he was much better.
But
absolutely.
Still, I don't like magic. I just don't like magic.
Well, being a cynical adult, yeah. If I were a child, I would have loved it. But,
or the random patrons of the comic shop just kind of staring.
Oh, just kind of wandering into frame and looking.
Yeah, they filmed it at Meltdown Comics in L.A.
It was great. You know, Paul and Storm, they tried their best to MC it.
Yeah.
But man, they were up against a bit. But you know what? Joel was completely unflappable.
Yeah.
He did not seem upset.
He always is.
He just seemed sleepy.
Yeah.
He just seemed tired.
I know those feels.
I wonder if under that facade was a boiling cauldron of rage. I don't know.
I don't think so. I can't see it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I bet he was a little ticked. But after the first 45 minutes, and you just kind of go, well, it can't get much worse than this. Just kind of throw your hands up and go, well, all right.
This is a thing.
This is what's happening. But they did it. They funded like $6.3 million, which was way above what they were shooting for.
Yeah, they beat the record previously held by Veronica Mars.
Yes, they are the highest funded film and television Kickstarter. And the 9th highest Kickstarter overall in Kickstarter history.
What's the highest Kickstarter overall?
It wasn't Shenmue.
No, it's not Shenmue.
It was...
I don't even know if Shenmue was the highest video game.
You know, I'll look that up real quick. But you guys vamp while I look that up.
Actually, I think Shenmue got canceled.
No, it didn't. What is with you and this weird information?
I don't know.
Who keeps telling you lies about Kickstarters?
The internet.
Shenmue did not get canceled.
Your face got canceled.
You said that, and then when we were talking about Mystery Science Theater 1 on the internet, you said it moved to Indiegogo.
Yeah.
It was something I read.
Yeah, it's the internet. You're just making stuff up, just pulling stuff right out of your butt, man. Okay, according to this article, it was the Pebble Clot Watch made $20 million.
No, we sell those at work now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, anyway, yeah, they made all their money. They're not just making 12 episodes. They're doing a Christmas episode, and they're doing a 14th episode. Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I love it.
We were worried they weren't going to make 12, and they're making 14.
Yeah. It's just awesome. The Grumps showed up, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, since we're all pretty big Grump fans.
Yeah.
Here.
Although I guess something happened on the stream. We missed it, but I guess when they kicked it over to the Grumps with Crow, I guess the stream hiccuped. As for some people, it was repeating, segment with Crow, over and over and over again. Just Joel saying that, and I guess that's become kind of a thing.
Oh, man. Joel donning the old jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. I was kind of expecting that. Freeze Pop played.
Yeah, Freeze Pop is good. They're always good.
They are good.
Sometime we'll play a Freeze Pop song on the show.
Oh, sometime. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The one girl from...
Kate Minucci.
Yes, thank you.
Or Minucci or Micucci?
I thought it was Micucci.
It might be Micucci.
It's Micucci.
It's Micucci.
After watching that, I started following her on Facebook.
Because she has a one-woman show called where she plays her ukulele called Playing with Micucci.
Oh, that's awesome.
Probably have to edit that out.
Oh, no, no, that's staying in. I don't care. That's staying
in. It is her name.
It is.
In my defense. And
she's freaking adorable.
She is.
I want to put her in my pocket.
She's about big enough.
I know, right? With crazy big eyes.
Yeah. But I'm just so glad that this thing went through.
I know.
Just in general, I'm so glad there's going to be much more Mystery Science Theater. And
hopefully it brings some like positive attention to where like maybe Netflix or Hulu or something.
It's,
like,
it's got to. You know,
it's like, okay.
All Joel has to go and say, hey, hey, you guys, we raised more money for this than any other movie or TV show. Why don't you give us a shot?
And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Joel.
We're gonna call you.
Yes, Joel Hodgson.
And then like,
why don't you give?
And then I kind of forgot the Grumps were there. And then like they were just talking, and all of a sudden Danny's like making a crazy face. Like he just comes into frame.
He just kind of shows up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh geez.
But the whole thing was great. And
Felicia Day was there.
She was there. Yeah, she was there.
With the ugliest phone case ever.
I hate that thing. I hate it. It's hideous.
Oh, that's that sumo baby.
Yeah, it's like a weird sumo baby. It's so ugly.
Yeah.
Just the most unappealing character design I've ever seen.
That's probably why she has it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the joke.
Yeah. But no, I'm just glad that Mystery Science Theater is funded. And it's really brought the MST3K community together. Like, I've never seen so many people. Like, people are coming out of the woodwork for this stuff. And actually, want to shout out the comment section on their Kickstarter went nuts. There's like 50,000 comments on their comment section. People just having full conversations and stuff. Huh. Got to the point where they started a Facebook group.
Oh.
MST3K Revival League. And I think I've gotten more use out of my Facebook account this past week than I have in the past 3 months. So I want to give a shout out to them because, hey, why not?
The Ohio Misties group.
Oh, the Ohio
too.
Misties group. I found that too.
I joined that.
Yeah, and they're thinking about putting something together at some point, like a big meetup or something, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd go to that.
So yeah, it was very cool, you know, for the whole community to get together and all these people who loved Mystery Science Theater, and I'm just glad it's back. It's great. It's great.
Another win for the nerds.
Yep. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we got some news for you.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Okay, that was the Princess Leia Life Day song from the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah. So if you haven't shut your radio off in disgust, we're still here. We're going to talk about some news.
What do we want to get into first here, guys? We got plenty of it.
I wrote Star Wars really big on the board. We're going to talk about what we hope is in the new movie.
Yeah, you know
what we want out of it.
Yeah, pulling the curtain back a little bit. We record this Thursday afternoons, or at least this week we are. So none of us have seen it yet, but Star Wars is imminent. By the time this airs, we have all seen it. So all of these predictions are going to be like out the door.
Yeah.
But I just want to know.
So if you've seen it, this will be entertaining for you. You can laugh at how wrong we are.
Exactly.
Or correct.
I know. I'm laughing. So, what are you guys expecting from the movie? What do you guys want to see in there? What do you think is going to happen in the movie?
Jar Jar Binks now.
Yes, I'm expecting Jar Jar Binks.
You think he'll show up?
I think so.
He keeps saying he's not in there.
Or at least
a
grave or a skull or something.
JJ's not afraid to lie to you if he wants, because he loves surprising the audience.
Remember Into Darkness? Remember how he lied about that not being Khan? It was totally Khan. The long con.
He was playing the long con.
Con
for the
man.
Sherlock con.
Anyway,
but no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Star Wars.
We'll talk about Star Trek later.
All right, here we go.
I love how he said there's no Jar Jar and no Ewoks. Yet, Warwick Davis is on the cast list.
There's going to be Ewoks in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, in the trailers, we've seen that Kylo Ren has Vader's helmet.
We're going to get our space bears. It's okay.
So, at least for like a minute, maybe we'll see giant space bear genocide. I don't know.
You don't hire Warwick Davis to be in your Star Wars movie and not have Ewoks? Like, what?
Oh, man.
Unless he's going to be Willow.
Oh, man. What if there's an Ewok has built
Willow, a spaceship about Willow, you a Jedi!
You just...
A wood X-Wing.
Right all over my joke.
Sorry.
For those of you who, trying to listen, I said... I said wooden spaceship for the Ewoks. No, I'm just joking.
That's the Ewoks build a Death Star out of wood.
Yeah, retaliation.
Yeah.
It shoots really big rocks. It's got like a slingshot in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that technically would work if it was like an asteroid, if it shot like an asteroid-sized rock.
I don't want to think of Ewoks actually getting through space.
So are we saying Kylo Ren might be three Ewoks in a Darth Vader suit?
Yes. Yes. Three Ewoks in a store-bought Darth Vader costume. A bad...
It's like a 70s Halloween costume where you have like the mask with the like mouth hole.
Yeah, and then a smock that says Star Wars.
Yes! Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So we're
all wearing Star Wars shirts, right? We should. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how excited we are for this movie, I think.
But to be fair, I have Star Wars stuff every day.
Yeah, true.
I am a terrible, terrible addict.
Nothing wrong with it. So, yeah, what else do you guys think is going to be in the movie?
Well,
do you think they're going to kill Han Solo?
I think they're going to kill Han Solo.
I'm wondering if they're going to kill Chewie.
No.
No, they're not.
No, he's a cuddly, giant teddy bear man. Nobody's going to kill him.
I don't know. They did in the books.
Well, the books don't matter anymore. Yeah. So,
well,
EU, man.
The old books don't matter.
EU, more like...
P-U.
Honestly, a lot of the extended universe books were pretty bad.
They weren't great. But yeah, I think they're gonna kill Han. I think that's the whole reason why they got him back for this movie in the first place.
He finally got his wish of dying in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. That way no one will bother him about it ever again.
Yeah.
So he can go back to crashing more airplanes.
Yeah. Do you think Luke, oh god.
Took me a second.
Yeah, perfect. Nailed it.
He's crashed two aircraft since then.
Yeah, he desperately did not want to be in this movie, apparently.
I thought you were going to say didn't want to be alive.
Well, no.
I think the only reason he's crashed is because he doesn't have Chewie as a co-pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, Chewie's the one that does all the work, apparently.
Yeah.
This is awful. I feel bad.
Don't. Do you think that Luke is going to be like an after credits thing?
I hope not.
JJ already said that there is no after credit scene.
Oh, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, good. Good. But again, he's a liar.
I plan on sitting there till the end.
Just to take it all in. Well, you're going to need some time.
And, you know, Disney being behind this and Disney being behind Marvel, I could almost see them sneaking in something.
Something.
You're going to have to sit there for a couple minutes just to absorb everything you've seen.
Soak it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might not be able to get out of my seat. But anyway.
I've soaked it too much. So will Han Solo reappear as a blue force ghost?
Oh, God. Poor Han. Be like, wait a minute. I don't even believe in this. Yeah. No!
Oh, he's got to believe in the force. He's got to believe in the force at this point. I mean, God.
Oh, sure.
What else might be in this movie?
Well, Luke better be in it. Well, we know he's in it.
Yeah, sure. I hope it's more than just a little bit. Don't just tease me with a little bit of Luke. That would be lame.
Although I don't want it to be too much. I don't want it to be a continuation of their story. I want the new cast to be...
Yeah, I definitely want this to be a definitive passing of the torch to the new cast.
I agree. Totally agree.
Because I want to fall in love with these new characters. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm already like 100% behind Captain Phasma, and I haven't even heard her voice yet.
Yeah.
Anybody with a chrome stormtrooper outfit. It's pretty cool.
Plus, it's Gwendolyn Christie, and I love her, and she is amazing.
She is awesome, yeah.
And really tall.
Very.
Oh, man. And I hope they don't just kill Kylo Ren. I kind of hope he's kind of like the new Darth Vader.
No, he's in it for the haul? He's cast for the three.
Okay.
Well, he could be a ghost later, too.
Yeah, he could be a ghost.
What if there's red Force ghosts that are the bad ones?
That would be badass.
Well...
Yeah.
Granted, in some of the other lore and stuff, we've seen Sith ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
They should be red, though, since... Yeah.
Well, they're definitely evil. I mean, they definitely tried to kill you.
Yeah. I was gonna say, well, Darth Vader wasn't red, but then he kind of redeemed himself.
Yeah,
at
that
the
was
end.
Definitely that. Yeah, that was a that was kind of a I'm bad. Okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, if we see in general, are we going to see Force Ghosts in this? Yes or no?
I hope not.
I don't think we will.
No,
I think
unless they kill Luke.
True.
I hope because
he would be able
Luke.
To do it.
Yeah, I would like.
I don't want him to kill Han either, but it makes sense.
Okay. The other thing. If we hear any flashbacks of Darth Vader at all, is it going to be James Earl Jones or is it going to be modulated Hayden Christensen?
I could see it being James Earl Jones because they brought him in for Rebels and
that's
he's
true.
Been, and he's been doing his own thing on that.
Very
and they
true.
Also brought him in for that Lion King animated series that's coming out too.
Oh, so the Pride of
the Lion Guard.
Lion Guard.
Yeah, where he does Mufasa's like kind of ghost dad voice thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So I could definitely see him. I mean, he's not like he's doing much anyway. He's not gearing up for the next Conan movie.
Yeah.
So
you just Sprint commercials.
Yeah.
This saying, is a disturbing universe.
I'm saying totes my goats over and
hey,
over.
Hey, that's the best. That is the best.
That is a great commercial. I might put that in right here.
Totes my goats.
I could definitely see him being like a surprise voice kind of thing.
Sure.
Maybe his like head, his helmet has like his spirit in it, and it's kind of like a search for Spock.
It may be.
He's like he's haunting his helmet.
Yeah,
he's like a force poltergeist.
I mean, like ghosts are apparently a part of this universe.
Oh
like,
man, what if this is secretly the next Star Trek spinoff
no.
based on Search for Spock?
No, no, God,
what?
No.
Okay, legitimate question. Do you think we'll see any hidden Easter egg references to Star Trek in this? Because they put R2 in Star Trek movies. And I mean, J.J. Abrams, he loves referencing his other stuff.
I hope they don't put any Easter eggs in it because it's such its own world.
But you know they're going to.
There'll at least be Easter eggs to other stuff. I mean, they're kind of...
like other stuff in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
But like outside, I don't want to go outside of that Star Wars world.
Well, it's too late. There's a Batmobile on the Millennium
there
Falcon.
There is a Batmobile on the bottom.
True.
But it's on the bottom.
Yeah.
We're not going to see it.
And it's painted the same color as the rest of the ship.
I don't want to be reminded that any of the outside real world even exists while I'm watching this movie.
you just want to be in the galaxy far, far away.
Exactly.
Huh? Yes. Oh, man, I don't really know exactly what I'm looking for. I don't want it to be a rehashing of the original movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I definitely don't want that.
Which I'm starting to get more and more worried about. Like when they were talking about the guy that did Hamilton doing his own cantina song in the, I'm like, why do we need a cantina song?
Yeah.
Like, are you shoehorning a cantina? Do we need a cantina scene? Like,
yeah, what? I don't know.
Well, they are going to be like rubbing elbows with some space pirates and stuff. So I'm assuming we'll at least get some kind of
cantina. Yeah, the dudes from the raid.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I didn't realize that they were going to be in. I knew, but I had forgotten that they were going to be in it. And I guess they do a lot of their own stunts, and they do stunt work for other characters in it a bit as well, which is awesome. The raid is a great movie.
I'm really interested to see what the Knights of Ren are.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Because, like, the blurry images you see, they almost look like a bunch of Boba Fetts. And I'm like, so we're going to see more Mandalorians? Because that would be awesome.
That would be great.
What about the Knights of Stimpy, though?
Shut up. Boo.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Boo.
Perfect. That was perfect.
And they're... their nose goblin collection.
Oh my god, stop.
Kitty, the gritty kitty litter.
I'm trying to work a powdered toast man joke in there somewhere. It's not fitting.
I don't know. Yeah. These minds, the Ren and Stimpy joke minds are very barren and this is not working.
Yeah, no, definitely not. All right. I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I'm going into this. I'm going to try really hard not to compare it to the original trilogy. You got to go in fresh, or at the very least, if you're going to compare it to something, compare it to the prequels, because those are the most recent Star Wars adaptation, film adaptations, I guess.
As long as it's better than Revenge of the Sith,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Or the other ones.
Well, I mean, it has to be better than the other ones, or I'm going to be ticked.
It has to be, yeah.
I mean, we're already getting it for the most part right, because they went through a lot of practical effects. Mm-hmm. All the stormtroopers are real dudes and not just CG clone troopers.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
Literally cloned video.
I mean, seriously, if you, like, go back, and it's kind of jarring. Like, I didn't think so back originally watching it, but going back, God, they look so out of place.
It looks like Star Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wonder if they'll go back to Dex's 50s diner on Coruscant. Remember?
Remember Dex's 50s
diner with the...
The big forearm chef guy.
The big forearm chef guy from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Is that a callback to the Christmas, the holiday special?
No, that's a callback to the prequels.
In the prequels, is that a callback to the holiday special? Because there's a forearm chef in the holiday special.
Wow. We just blew this wide open. Wow. Awesome.
And canon accepted. Why is it X-Files?
Because we just blew this wide open.
Yeah.
Goes all the way to the top.
It does.
The cigarette smoking man.
All the way.
Lone gunman.
I'm all the way.
I'm really wondering.
The death stick smoking man.
I don't want to sell you death sticks. I want to go home and rethink my life. I'm really wondering how many more Jedi.
Was that a reference to B. Arthur in the holiday special?
It might be. I'm going to say yes.
Yes. No.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Now
Josh.
You've been interrupted. How does it feel?
I'm going to force choke the crap out of you.
Wood spaceship. I'm really punchy for this one.
Oh,
good night, everybody. That's
no,
it.
No.
Every time you start talking, I'm going to say wood spaceship. No, I'm not going to do it. Go.
Wood spaceship.
God, I said I would do it.
No, okay. I'm being serious. Very serious.
I've lost my train of thought. My space train.
Your wood spaceship.
Oh!
Okay.
I'm wondering how many, since the movie's called The Force Awakens, how many more Jedi characters are they going to be like popping up?
How many forces will be awakened?
I have a feeling all three of the main characters we've seen, all four of the main characters we've seen in the trailers are going to be
force sensitive.
Like Poe Dameron, was it Shattered Empire, the comic?
Yeah, they had that piece of the Force tree.
They pretty much said that, yeah, he is.
That would explain why he's such a good pilot.
Part Force. And actually, I don't think Finn's going to be Force sensitive. We see him with a lightsaber. I don't think he's going to be.
Oh, you think maybe it's like a kind of
switch?
A bait and switch?
Bait and switch. I think Rey's going to be
the Jedi.
The Jedi.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be all about that. Either way, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm just.
I think Rey's design is super cool.
Oh, like, no, I really like it.
Tuscan Raider desert.
Yeah,
outfit.
Yeah. And I love like her stuff is like cobbled together. Like her goggles are like old stormtrooper like eyelets.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really interested to see them more open up on like the kind of character Poe Dameron is.
Yeah,
because he is the character we've seen like the least of anything about.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we've got Finn, the ex-stormtroopers, maybe Force sensitive. You've got Rey, the scavenger on Jakku, and then you've got Poe Dameron. He's a pilot ace with his own X-wing.
Yeah,
that's all we really got.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to dwell on this too much more. Because we're.
You think we'll go to Tatooine?
We got one desert planet. Why do we need to go to another desert planet?
I don't know. They just go there.
Too many desert planets.
If anything, if Luke is in it for an extended period, I bet that's where he is. I bet he has turned Tatooine into like his own Dagobah. Moved on the Dagobah system,
yeah.
I guess, technically.
Kind of following in the footsteps of Obi-Wan.
Yeah. If they do, if anything.
Yeah.
I have a real big theory. I'm not going to go into it on the show.
Well, actually, before we move on to the next thing, each one of us make a prediction on what something about the plot. That way, afterwards, we can see who was right, if any of us are right.
I think Luke has studied both the light and dark side and is in hiding because he feels that's the only way to keep the Force in balance. And now that new Jedis are popping up, that is causing an imbalance and has causes him to come out of hiding.
We're going to call that the Luke comes out theory.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to go behind Han's going to die.
Okay. So
I hate it. I hate it because Han Solo is my favorite, but they're going to kill him off because Harrison Ford doesn't want to do this crap anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can really call it a theory because it's kind of teased in the poster.
No, you're, don't cheat.
I'm just
with something.
I'm
come on.
I'm trying to. Ah!
Something off the dome.
Man, I really got nothing. I really.
You know what? Jar Jar. Just
no!
Reference.
No.
Okay, any kind of reference.
You can't come up with anything.
We're going to give you one. There is going to be a reference somewhere to Jar Jar.
That is not my theory. For the record, that is not mine. You are forcing that upon me.
We're forcing it upon you?
Yeah. Use my own joke against me.
You are looking for Jar Jar Binks in the movie.
No, I'm not.
You are looking forward to Jar Jar Binks in the movie.
That only works on the weak-minded, thank you very much. I'm going to say that Rey is Luke's daughter.
Luke's daughter. That's a good one.
Good one.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. We got a couple of trailers that we checked out. We mentioned it earlier, Star Trek. Is it Star Trek Beyond? Is that what it's called?
Star Trek Beyond. I don't think it looks that good.
No.
It looks like a pretty great space adventure movie. Does not look like Star Trek.
No. And I read something today, actually. I guess they are basically throwing Into Darkness out the window.
Yeah.
That's fine. It can. That's cool.
Which, I mean, yeah. I thought that movie was all right.
It was okay. Yeah. It didn't set the world on fire. I thought it was okay.
The more I think about it, I think the less I like it.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people say, you know, this trailer has action and excitement and fight scenes, and it doesn't look like Star Trek at all because Star Trek is nothing but just dudes talking and moral like conundrums.
Well,
And it's true.
Yeah.
If you watch, I mean, don't take the other movies, any of the other movies, because you have to put action in those because they're movies. How many episodes is it a lot of them standing around going, should we interfere or not? Like, the one where the two towns are in that planet are like creating virtual war, and they're saying, okay, we blew up this building, you have to kill off, you know, 90% of your population here, like, so that none of their buildings are getting destroyed, but they're killing off their populations.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
How much of that was just talking?
Yeah. Star Trek is the thinking man, Star Wars.
It is. And that is not what these trailers are giving us.
No.
Although, I love that they're using more Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
I mean, why not?
Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I do kind of like at first when it was playing, I thought there was something wrong with my sound.
Because it doesn't fit so much.
And then Simon Pegg's like coming out of like engineering or whatever, and he's like walking down that hallway, and he's kind of got that look on his face. I'm like, is that really in the trailer? And then he's like, is that music? And I'm like, oh, it is in the trailer.
It absolutely doesn't fit, which a lot of people are complaining about that. But contrast isn't bad in a trailer.
It's not bad in a trailer. And I like that bit. It's just
the rest
a
of
lot
it isn't.
Of everything else. It looks like a great sci-fi movie. I tell you, if they were to say that this was a reboot of Galaxy Quest.
Even Lost in Space.
Yeah. Perfect. But it just doesn't feel like Star Trek.
None of them have really truly felt like Star Trek.
I mean, the JJ ones had the right spirit to it.
Now
that's
we're just
vague enough.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're just completely devoid
now,
of
it. Now, granted,
any of that.
This one's directed by the Fast and the Furious
Which
dude.
Which scares me the most.
Yeah. Drifting spaceships.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, man.
That's why the Enterprise gets destroyed. It was making a sick drift and just went out, spun out.
You know what bothers me the most about that trailer? The weird ninja aliens.
Yeah.
The with the lines and the flips and the swords
and
stuff.
They look like the Dark Elves from the Thor movies.
They do.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
A lot.
That
just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for like new Star Trek races, but it's like, these guys are coming out of way left field.
And there's so many races they haven't even touched in the movies, too.
I know.
We've barely gotten Klingons.
Yeah.
Barely. And they didn't even look that good.
No.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated those Klingons.
Yep. All right. Other movie trailers. Fantastic Beasts and
Where to Find Them.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah.
I forgot to watch it.
It's very uneventful.
Yeah.
I'm stoked about it.
You kind of see the American wizard department or whatever a little bit.
That's cool.
And it's kind of set like in 1920s.
Oh, right on.
For a second I thought I heard McGonagall's voice, but which would have been weird.
Well, she would have been way younger.
Yeah, but it was like her older voice. So I'm wondering, like, did I mishear it, or is she telling a story?
That might be what it is. I bet it's a frame narrative.
Yeah,
but it's kind of weird taking a children's book that is like paper thin and turning it into a bigger thing, which is fine. You know, more Harry Potter universe is fine by me.
They split The Hobbit into three movies.
I know. That's different, though. J.K. Rowling didn't write a giant history book on the world she made.
Oh, The Silmarillion?
Yeah. That's a really boring book.
I tried it. Could not crack it.
It's rough.
Yeah. Then again, I'm not really much of a high fantasy guy myself.
True. Okay.
Anyway.
But anyway, it's a very uneventful trailer. It really doesn't show you anything, and it's just kind of like, welcome back to the world of wizards. And that's pretty much it.
Every picture, every set picture I've seen from it gives me like super Doctor Who vibes.
Yeah,
very much.
Good enough for me.
Very much so. I mean, he looks like he could be an incarnation of the Doctor.
Oh, maybe that's the twist.
Oh.
I would like J.K. Rowling to write a Doctor Who episode. That would be very cool.
That'd be a good one.
It almost happened, too.
Yeah.
I asked her to do it once, and she was too busy.
Ah. The last trailer was X-Men Apocalypse.
Yep.
It looks better than it did. I'm still not super stoked for it, but it looked...
Apocalypse's voice is not... My biggest thing is I want Apocalypse to be, like, really intimidating sounding.
The deep, bassy voice from the cartoon.
Yes.
That's my Apocalypse.
That's what I want.
This looks closest to the 90s cartoon than anything we've gotten yet.
That's true.
Good.
It's good. Yep, and it's set in the 80s, so there's a lot of neon. And Jubilee's in it, which is great.
Yeah.
Yes. She looked great.
She did.
Awesome.
With the yellow, like, rain jacket.
Yep.
Perfect.
I think she looked good. Mohawk Storm, always
Mohawk
a good
Storm
thing.
Mohawk Storm is awesome. It's weird that they made her one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
Archangel.
Yeah.
Which, if you're doing Apocalypse, you have to have Archangel.
But he doesn't have blue skin.
It was really hard to tell. He only flashed for like a second.
He was a white dude. He had metal wings, but he was a white dude.
It's really hard for blue people in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, look at...
oh my God. Sorry.
Look at Jessica or Jennifer Lawrence.
She's hardly ever Mystique.
Yeah, she's not
in the movie.
No, I mean she's in the movie,
oh,
but
she
it's
is? I thought she wasn't.
She's not blue.
Yeah,
oh.
she's not.
She's kind of doing her first class thing where she just looks like herself.
Two
she's
movies.
Like, I'm not doing that again.
Two movies ago, she was all mutant and proud. Mystique was all mutant and proud, and you know I'm going to stay in my blue color. And in this one, she has not shown up blue once.
Granted, in Days of Futures Past, she was blue a lot.
True.
Like I'm Jennifer Lawrence. I don't have to do this anymore.
Are you saying she was blue? Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I was gonna make the joke. To my next little segue
nailed
here.
Nailed it.
But I saw a tweet where somebody was talking about X-Men Blue Squad, because you had Apocalypse, Beast, Mystique, Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, Archangel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group.
The Blue Mutant Group.
But, I mean, I'll see it.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it, but
I'm not stoked.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
I like the last X-Men movie.
They've been good. They've been getting better, but I don't know.
It's the best superhero movie you can get outside of a Marvel one.
True. Yeah.
Yet.
I mean...
Yet? Yeah. Well, probably still.
Yeah. I don't know.
I forgot about Deadpool.
How can you forget about the Man in Red?
I don't know. And we just watched the thing about Deadpool.
Yeah, the 12 Days of Deadpool or something like that.
Yeah,
yep.
They're gearing up to release the trailer on Christmas.
Which is great.
Deadpool.
Yep. Quick hits, because we don't have a whole lot of time.
Smash
Brothers.
Yeah, there's a big Smash Brothers direct the other day where they released the last three characters. One of them's a Fire Emblem.
Yay. The
game did not need another Fire Emblem.
That's what, number six?
Probably. they should change the name to Super Mario and Fire Emblem.
Pretty much.
And four other guys.
And friends.
And friends, yeah.
Fire Emblem
Smash.
I mean,
he has some cool moves, like he turns parts of his body into a dragon when
he
fights.
At least he's not just a sword guy.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool, but really, why not anything else?
Could have been anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of sword guys.
Cloud.
Oh, Cloud.
Yeah, Cloud.
Super broken.
Oh, yeah. He was revealed the previous one, and then they went over him this one, and then they released him.
Yeah.
You can download him now.
Yep. And he pretty much beats everything.
Yeah.
He's way overpowered.
He wrecks shop.
Yeah, it's like they had the 12-year-old Final Fantasy VII fanboy design him, because he is way overpowered.
Yeah. They're definitely going to recalibrate him, for sure.
He can charge his limit meter by pressing down B, and then once that's charged, then every attack he does after that is charged up.
Mm-hmm.
His down B is nuts. Like, it doesn't do any... It does 1% damage.
But if you're over 100, you pretty much
are gone.
Are
if you're
done.
Like at 70, you're probably gone. It's ridiculous. And finally, Bayonetta was the big reveal.
She was the Smash Ballot winner.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Bayonetta. I love those games.
I'm glad we're getting both versions, short hair and long hair.
Yeah.
I've never played Bayonetta.
Really good game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah.
And she's a great character, and it's another female character in Smash, which is
what
cool.
they needed.
And I don't think she strips down clothes as she attacks, which is all right.
when she uses the big fists.
Oh, it does?
The pants disappear, basically.
Oh. I wonder how they're going to keep their T rating with that one.
Well, it's more like they turn into Daisy Dukes, kind of. They don't go all the way up.
So it is kind of a censored.
Yeah, she goes from long pants to short to hot pants,
basically.
I don't
want to say censored.
Because that's not good.
A toned down Bayonetta for the whole family.
Yes.
And in really big news, you know, a poor, poor man has finally escaped the shackles of imprisonment.
Like the Chilean miners rising from the mine.
Yes.
Hideo Kojima has escaped Konami.
Konami and their pachinko mines.
Yeah, where he was mining the tiny silver balls. Yeah. Like, I got this picture of them hitting a vein and like all the balls coming out. Like,
he looked terrible.
Yeah.
He looked like he's been having some hard times.
Yeah. And it's been Konami that's been doing it.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I think we talked about it on here, they like threw a going away party for Kojima, and then Konami came out and said, oh no, he's not leaving.
That was his going away for vacation party.
Yeah.
But no, he's out and he's bringing back a production company.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's starting his own company, which is also called Kojima Productions.
Which
apparently
is great. Yeah.
Konami didn't think to trademark that on.
And it's a PS4 yeah. exclusive.
Yeah, which is fine with me, but.
That's fine. Sure.
Just gives me another reason to get one.
Yeah. He always has worked closest with Sony. I don't know why that is, but that's kind of his modus operandi.
Metal Gear Solid on PS1 and, you know, PS2 and all that stuff.
Well, whatever he does with his new company, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Wish him the best.
Yep. Hey, let's go ahead and get out of here because we are way over on time. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us, in theory, each and every day over at nerdoverload.com. I promise, first of the year, we're going to have some new content.
Yeah. We're going to hit it hard when...
Yeah, we kind of dropped off a little bit, but we're coming back. It's going to be good. You know, the holiday season.
It was a busy year for all of us.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a roller coaster.
We're adults.
But we're coming back. It's cool. No worries.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can send us an email, staff@nerdoverload.com, or tweet us a tweet @nerd_overload.
Oh, and I should probably mention, we're on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Go to
iTunes.
Yeah, go over and subscribe to us over on iTunes. You can get past episodes. I think you can still get everything all the way up to the first episode we did many, many years ago, back when we weren't called Nerd Overload, but we're going to leave that up to you guys to find out what we were called.
Review us.
Yeah, give us a five-star review. We have one on there. Yeah, we have a five-star review. It's pretty great. And it's one that we know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably my mom.
Actually, I was kind of thinking it might be your mom. But anyway... But anyway, that's been the show. We're going to take you out on a little more of that old classic Star Wars holiday music. See you next week.
Peace out. Star Wars.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.
Just one more drop, Fred. Before we stop. One more moment, face to face. Next time you're dry, friend, try stopping by, friend, if there's a light in the place.